This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Warming summers are forcing early fishing closures, so Yellowstone National Park is making a shift. Summer heat causing river temperatures to rise to lethal levels for fish and lowering stream flows has closed Yellowstone National Park rivers to anglers so frequently that park officials will open fishing season almost a month early this spring. The new Yellowstone fly fishing season starts May 1st, about 3 weeks ahead of the usual Memorial Day weekend opening. The change affects three rivers, the Firehole, the Gibbon, and the Madison. All three have major park roads alongside them accessed from the West Yellowstone entrance, although late spring snowpack can make it tough to get from the pavement to the shoreline for early season anglers. The Firehole, Gibbon, and Upper Madison rivers all receive water from underground thermal sources, which typically leaves them ice-free all year and reduces the sediment flow that hits mountain rivers during spring runoff. Yellowstone fisheries biologists have found rainbow trout spawning in winter due to the unique temperatures that remain consistent in those three rivers year-round, while most other rivers see spawning in late May and June. Yellowstone officials said high summer temperatures and low water levels have frequently forced river closures in the later weeks of the fishing season. And due to their thermal aquifer mixing, the Gibbon, Firehole, and Park portion of the Madison River often get partial or full closures in mid-July as rising temperatures and low stream flows become too stressful for trout. In hot years, other rivers usually last until July or August before needing hoot owl fishing restrictions. Indivisible America and thousands of local and regional Indivisible chapters are organizing a national strike, a coordinated day of action on May 1st. The event is called May Day Strong and is a day of action for workers, students, and families across the country to demand that the wealthy are taxed appropriately, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, is kept in check, and that democracy expands through free and fair elections. Indivisible America and thousands of organizations across the country are calling for a day of no school, no work, no shopping on May 1st. That's a coordinated day of action on May 1st called May Day Strong, coordinated nationwide by Indivisible America and thousands of local and regional Indivisible chapters for a national strike and a day of no school, no work, no shopping on May 1st. Give Big Gallatin Valley is happening now, and it's important for KGVM Bozeman, your Gallatin Valley community radio station. Give Big Gallatin Valley is a 24-hour online day of giving for all nonprofit organizations in the Gallatin Valley. The event starts at 6 p.m. Thursday, April 30th through 6 p.m. Friday, May 1st. KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, is participating in Give Big, and we hope that you will too. Please give generously, give big, to KGVM at givebiggv.org. KGVM Bozeman is an all-volunteer, completely listener-supported community radio station. KGVM Bozeman does not receive any federal funds or other grants. We depend on our devoted listeners to keep your most excellent Gallatin Valley community radio station on the air, up to date, and on the job. Please give big to KGVM Bozeman during Give Big Gallatin Valley. You can donate easily online at givebiggv.org. KGVM Bozeman thanks you. That's Give Big Gallatin Valley, 6 p.m. Thursday to 6 p.m. Friday. Search for KGVM on the Give Big website, givebiggv.org. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.